Let's get to that leaderboard right now. Of course, it's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And of course, it is the 109th edition of the U.S. Open going on this weekend up in New York, in Farmingdale, New York, the western edge of Long Island, just about 20 minutes out on the island, just about half an hour from New York City, playing on the 7,426-yard par 70 black course at Bethpage State Park in Farmingdale, New York, and through two rounds of play. Now, 16 players in the field have yet to start their third round. 60 players made the cut at plus four or better. So that, of course, means that 44 players have started their third rounds and are at some point in that third round between one and eight holes of their third round. But through two complete rounds, 36 holes, your leader is 28-year-old PGA Tour rookie Ricky Barnes, a new 36-hole U.S. Open record, 8 under par, 132 after rounds of 67 and 65. Lucas Glover is solo second at minus 7. Mike Weir is solo third at minus 6. Now, Weir shot an opening round 6 under par, 64 on Friday. I say opening round on Friday because, as we know, on Thursday, only 3 hours and 15 minutes of play before suspension came at 10:15 Thursday morning, they resumed play on Friday. And we'll get to the weather in just 1 second, because the weather this week has been the biggest story. But Mike Weir shot a 6 under par 64, just one shot off of the U.S. Open scoring record of 63. As we know, the 63 is the scoring record in all four majors, not just the U.S. Open. And the very next day, Lucas Glover matched him, 6 under par 64 on, partly of Friday. And he finished that round, I think about six holes of that second round on Saturday. Obviously, truncation of rounds here in the last couple of days because of the rain, and we're seeing that again today as play was supposed to have started back up 40 minutes ago at 7:30, but that is not the case. They're now saying that they're going to start play back up at noon today, and that, of course, means that we're going to have a Monday finish at best, possibly into Tuesday if there's more rain and more stoppage along the way. So we're seeing some low scores, though. We're seeing a record 36-hole aggregate of 132, 8 under par from Ricky Barnes. We're seeing low scores in single rounds, 64, 6 under 64s by Mike Weir on Friday in his first round, and by Lucas Glover yesterday as he finished up his second round. Azuma Yano, David Duval, and Peter Hansen are all tied for fourth at 3 under par. So you've got three guys that are kind of stretching it a little bit. Ricky Barnes at minus 8, Lucas Glover at minus 7, Mike Weir at minus 6. Those three are three shots clear of the rest of the field, where you got Yano, Duval, and Hansen all at minus 3. Amateur Nick Taylor, Sean O'Hare, Ross Fisher, Todd Hamilton, and Lee Westwood are all at 2 under par. Now, interesting about that. Lee Westwood, Todd Hamilton, Ross Fisher, Sean O'Hare tied for 7th, that is. And that's the top 11 players right there. Lee Westwood, the only player in those 11 that came from the Thursday morning wave. And we're seeing an incredible discrepancy here. The players that were in the Thursday afternoon wave having such an advantage this week. As I mentioned, 60 players making the cut. 36 of those 60 players, 60%, 60% of those 60 players, 36 players came from the Thursday afternoon wave, which meant they didn't play any golf on Thursday. And they played the majority of their golf on Friday, which is going to end up being the best weather day of the entire tournament. Only 24 players, just 40%. Of the 60 players making the cut came from the Thursday morning wave. And as you know, most of those players were slogging around in crappy weather Thursday morning. Play started on Thursday at 7 a.m. They went for 3 hours and 15 minutes. Play stopped at 10:15. And all the players that were on the course for those 3 hours and 15 minutes are at such a disadvantage. And we're seeing it in the numbers. 60% of the players making the cut came from the Thursday afternoon wave. They played upwards of 20 to 22, 24, 26 holes of golf on Friday, which ended up being a sunny, beautiful day up there. Interesting also, and we're talking about the numbers, we're seeing 30 Americans and 30 internationals making the cut. That's the most international players ever to make the cut at the U.S. Open. 30 international players and only 30 American players making the cut. So it's an even number, but that is a record for international players making the cut at the U.S. Open. So only one player from the Thursday morning wave in the top 10. That's Lee Westwood. And after one round of play, there were only 16 players under par. After all the round one scores were in, sometime at midpoint on Friday, after all those first round scores were in, 156 players in the field, 16 of those players were under par, and only two of them, only two of those players, only two of 16 came from the Thursday morning side of the draw. Graham McDowell and Drew Weaver, and both of those guys were at just minus one. So we're seeing all the low scores and most of the players making the cut coming from that Thursday afternoon wave, which meant they didn't play any golf until Friday, best day, weather day of the tournament. Couple of other scores, J.B. Holmes, Sergio Garcia, Adam Scott, some of the players that are at even par 140 through two rounds of play, eight shots back of Ricky Barnes. Retief Goosen, Rocco Medie, some of the players at plus one, 141 through two rounds of play. They're nine shots back of Ricky Barnes. So Rocco Medie doing a nice job of following up his runner-up finish last year by making the cut this year. And he is at plus one through two rounds of play. Jim Furyk also at plus one through two rounds of play, nine shots back of Ricky Barnes. Some of the plus two players include Anthony Kim, Rory McIlroy, Camilo Vijegas, and Stuart Sink. All those players are at plus two. Camilo and Anthony Kim both with back-to-back 71s on the week, one over par 71s for Anthony Kim and Camilo Vijegas. And those players... Camilo is paired with Stuart Sink for his third round. Anthony Kim paired with Rory McIlroy for his third round, which will start up play again today at noontime, just about 3 hours and 45 minutes from now. The plus three players include Henrik Stenson, KJ Choi, Angel Cabrera, and Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is at plus three through two rounds of play. A four over par round of 74 on Thursday/Friday, and then a one under par round of 69 in his second round yesterday on Saturday. So, and Tiger was even par on his first round through 14 holes. And then over his last four holes, he went double bogey, par, bogey, bogey. He was four over on his last four holes and ended up carding a four over par 74, and that really put him behind the eight ball, and he had to go relatively low yesterday in his second round, and he did that, one under par 69 to make the cut by one stroke. Cut came at plus four. Some of the players missing the cut this week. Plus five players, just one shot above the line, David Toms, Rory Sabatini, Luke Donald. The plus six players, two shots clear of making the cut and going home for the weekend, Justin Leonard and Robert Allenby. Zach Johnson was at plus seven. He misses the cut by three. Boo Weekly was at plus 11, missing the cut by seven shots. Nine over par round of 79 on his first round and two over par 72 yesterday on his second round. Puts him at plus 11. He's done for the week. Padraig Harrington, plus 12, had a horrible week. Back-to-back six over par 76s. He was paired with Angel Cabrera and Tiger Woods. Tiger and Cabrera making the cut from that threesome, part of the Thursday morning wave of players. As I mentioned, we're at a distinct disadvantage, a huge discrepancy in the field. 60% of the players making the cut from the Thursday afternoon wave, only 40%, just 24 players from that Thursday morning wave. Tiger and Angel Cabrera, two of them. Padraig Harrington, as I mentioned, missing the cut at plus 12. And then the surprise of all surprises, Ernie Els probably shouldn't even have showed up. He shot 8 over par 78 on his first round and then a 7 over par 77 on his second round. There are only six players in the field that had a worse two rounds of golf than Ernie Els. Plus 15, 155. He misses the cut by 11 shots. He looked lost out there on the course, and I'm amazed at how poorly Ernie Els is playing recently, just about a year and a half removed from his victory at the Honda Classic in 2008. So there's a look at the leaderboard again. Ricky Barnes, the 28-year-old PGA Tour rookie, former U.S. amateur champion back in 2002, besting Hunter Mahan. He is your 36-hole leader, a new 36-hole U.S. Open scoring record, 8 under par, 132. Lucas Glover solo second at minus 7. Mike Weir solo third at minus 6. U.S. Open delayed until at least noontime today because of overnight rain that continues to saturate Bethpage Black. As I mentioned, 60 players, exactly 60 players. And as we know, the U.S. Open cut is top 60 in ties, and they got exactly 60. And that's good news. That's the fewest players possible to make the cut, and that's just going to help things even more. more with all these delays. You got fewer players, so there's a better chance to get rounds in quicker, you know, versus if you had 70 players or 75 players making the cut. So good news for the USGA, exactly 60 players, the fewest possible number that they could have arrived at. That is the number that makes the cut. And this will be, it's obvious that at least a Monday finish, perhaps Tuesday if more rain falls. Last time a U.S. Open finished in regulation on a Monday was 1983. 1983, Larry Nelson winning at Oakmont. Obviously, last year's finish on a Monday was due to a playoff. So there it is, your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report at the 109th U.S. Open, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.